And one of the big issues that we're going to be tackling actually remains with Eskom. And it's all about what happened this afternoon in regards to a High Court ruling. The North Gauteng High Court, Jody Colopin overseeing the case, deciding that Eskom doesn't need its urgent application for tariff hikes of 16.6% and 16.7% heard immediately. It wanted those two amounts introduced over the next 2 years. But essentially, Judge Jody Colopin dismissed that. And what is important to say is that this case was being handled in two different phases. So it is phase A. It is literally the urgency of the application that came before the courts today. And we just want some clarity on this from an expert, energy expert Lungile Mashele, joining us on the line now. Lungile, good evening, and thank you so much for joining us here on Afternoon Drive. First of all, just explain to us what the legal implications are of today's court ruling as you understand it, please.
Good evening, Joanne, to you and your listeners. So basically what the court has ruled today, as you rightfully said, that the case has two parts to it. Part A is that the application is not urgent. That's what the judge has basically said. And then secondly, there is the revenue element to it, where Eskom is basically applying for tariff increases. And it's important to clarify here that the judge has not ruled on the tariff increase, purely on the urgency of the matter, saying that it is not urgent.
Do you agree on the issue of the urgency?
I tend not to agree, only because Eskom needs to, by the 15th of March, submit their tariff applications for the following year, which will then start on the 1st of April 2020. This basically means that Eskom has just over a month to submit this. And it would have been urgent. And I'm kind of wondering where the judge is on this matter. You know, is he hoping that there's going to be some intervention before then, or that Eskom and NERSA would have resolved this in the next month? I'm not entirely sure, but it is an urgent matter for their sustainability as a company as well.
All right. So I take it there are also municipal processes at work right now, where if there's any kind of change in tariffs, they will need to figure that into their own processes and then communicate that to residents within those areas.
Absolutely. So you've got the municipal increases, which are due to happen in July. This must now factor in Eskom's tariff application also. And it cannot be at a point where it disadvantages municipalities also, because for most municipalities, the revenue can be anything between 50 to 70% on electricity sales alone. And so any amount that is not calculated correctly basically means that the municipality will be running at a loss for that particular year.
Right. Let's look at the second part of the application, which is yet to be considered by the court, Sir Lungile. And that's the issue of the request for a 16.6% increase and a 16.7% increase in terms of tariffs over the next 2 years. Is that a reasonable ask on Eskom's part?
You see, the real issue here is around how this is determined. We need to remember that this all forms part of an equity injection that the government gave to Eskom. And ultimately, they are entitled to that amount. And this is where the dispute is with NERSA, really. NERSA has deducted 23 billion of the equity and has claimed it to be under revenue. And the judge also highlighted this and said this is an accounting irregularity. That money should have been a straight pass through onto Eskom's account and should reflect as equity. Eskom then felt that this was prejudicial and this was irrational of the regulator. So in terms of that equity amount, they have to receive it. And I'm quite sure that once the processes play themselves out with the courts as well as the specialized unit that the courts have set up as well, and with Eskom and with NERSA, they will come to a conclusion. Whether the amount is 16.6% or whether it's 10%, that is debatable. However, they need to reach a conclusion that will be sustainable for the entity as well as for consumers as well.
Why would Eskom's objection to the 69 billion rand government bailout being figured into Nurses' equation be fair, Lungile? I'm just wondering because surely that 69 billion equity that the government is about to give Eskom is going to make a massive difference in operating costs for them.
It definitely will, and this is why Eskom wants that entire amount to reflect, on their side. And this is why you've got NERSA, who has been ineffectively now has nullified the entire amount by deducting it from Eskom's revenue application. And Eskom is saying, excuse me, hold on, we'd like you to go back, revisit how you calculated this, because it is an accounting irregularity. And NERSA have in fact come out and said it is an accounting irregularity. However, they are dealing with an irregular SOE during irregular times, and this is why they have resorted to this option.
Let me ask you about, so you've got the 69 billion rand on the one hand, you've got this potential injection from labor, business and other sources who may come together to put sort of 200 billion towards Eskom's woes and try to resolve some of their financial problems there. And then, of course, you've got this third aspect, which is you and I contributing by paying our bills on a monthly basis. If these two other tranches become a reality, the 69 billion from government, potentially 200 million rand from the unemployment insurance fund, from the PIC, for example, and Eskom continues to demand 16%, close to 17% over 2 years. I mean, is that a reasonable ask?
To be very honest, I think that is an unreasonable ask, and I think Eskom is also very aware of this. Mm. And as a result, they are not applying for the total, amount. Right now, they're still speaking of a 69 billion amount that will go into tariffs, which then ties into what we have to pay as consumers. This, they are hoping, will then cover their OPEX as well as their CAPEX as well as debt obligations that they have to meet, which would then nullify the requests from labor and from other entities that could possibly come in. If I'm not mistaken, I think the request was that labor should come in and buy out Eskom's debt.
All right, let's leave it there, Lungile. Yes. Thank you very much for explaining this to us. Lungile Mashele is an energy expert.